Hey everybody, this is Krista here. I just wanted to take a little bit of time and just share my story on self-image, how I was able to improve my self-image to a positive one, because for a long time I had a very negative self-image. And so that led me down a path of a lot of pain and bad relationships and some other things. So, I just want to say before I start that I do understand that no one is the same and everyone's path will look different for emotional healing. And so, as this relates to my self-image, I found myself broken since a child all the way through middle adulthood. As a child, I experienced some things that left me empty, vacant, and lost. My sense of self was very fragmented, and I looked for people and relationships to find who I was and to help validate me as valuable to life. Because I looked for this type of validation and acceptance, but was unable to know this for myself, it left me susceptible to abusive relationships because how I got people to, quote, accept and love me was to do for them, to be devoted and loyal, putting myself last, and if needed, not even considering myself at all. This was done in the hopes that someone could see my value and treat me well. But just the opposite happened. I had takers all around me. Now, I have to say, not everybody in my life was a taker, but there were so many that were all around me. Now, what do I mean by takers? They took more from me than they were willing to give. They took my love, my patience, my kindness, just my giving heart for granted. They used it for their benefit. These people were very self-centered. I mean, they were abusive. They saw how I could bring value to them, but you know what? They also realized that I did not see those same qualities in myself. So they continued to play mind games to keep me trapped and hungry for love and acceptance. And you know what is even stranger? I intellectually knew this. I knew this was going on, but I could not figure out how to stop falling into the same trap over and over again. I knew I needed help. And I also knew after a while that I couldn't help myself. I knew I needed to get professional help. And I have to say, that was probably one of the best decisions, not even probably, I know that was one of the best decisions that I made. Because with time, I began to heal. I started my journey. Like I started my journey and really began to heal. I began to understand myself. I sought out through time mental health and trauma and abuse counseling, along with spiritual counseling, because for me, I knew that that is a part of me that was broken. I mean, like, I knew that there was more than just intellectually understanding what was wrong with me. And that I needed some healing and to get some understanding, like some true, deep soul healing. That's what I needed. I could intellectually understand what was going on, but could not figure out why my behaviors and my patterns were taking me back to the same sources of pain. So I realized I needed healing from my soul, and so that's what I went after. And so with a mixture of these types of therapies, and I did a lot of self-help reading on my own to do my own, homework and activities to get my own healing done as well with professional therapies. I mean, I got my hand on every book that I could think of that dealt with healing the mind, the soul, and the spirit. And with lots of prayer, I finally began to heal. You know, eventually I found my new identity. My positive self-image started to emerge, and a good sense of self. And you know what? For me, it came from me understanding who I was and what my Creator says about me and how precious I am to Him. I realized for me that I was looking in the wrong places, that I was looking for a person to validate me. And I realized that if I did not understand and get my value before I got into other relationships, the people in the relationships with me would continue to define who they wanted me to be for them. So like I said, my healing and who I am came from the one who created me. And for me, I realized that the only one that could give me value and put a price tag on who I am and how valuable I am was my Creator. And for me, that is God. I learned how much He loved me and how much I was accepted by Him. And I learned that by reading the Bible and also other Bible-based books. But for you, finding a positive and healthy self-image may be through another means. The only thing I can say is you cannot or will not find it solely in people. So be careful, because if you do not have a healthy sense of self, you will be more prone to be preyed on by people with the wrong intentions. I can almost guarantee you that. So I hope this has helped some of you, and I wish you the best in your search for a positive self-image, because truly, when you develop one, life becomes more fulfilling in so many areas of life. So until next time, have a wonderfully blessed day, and I'll talk to you soon.